Testing 1, 2, 3. Here we go. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Void Webinar Podcast Show. Say it on the YouTube channel. Think about quitting. No matter what age you are, don't quit. No. What I try to tell everybody in season 3 that I was coming, I try to give you a related of my life, a little bit what's going on in my life, and see everybody had the same similar experience that I had with ex-wife, children, brother, and job, and all. I think I covered it all. Including my favorite TV shows, Star Trek, fans, the people who do Star Trek, and all. I think I covered it all. And what I'm just trying to say is, no matter what you like in life, what kind of TV show you like, what kind of people you hang around, don't give up, okay? Don't give up. No matter what people say about you. Alright? And life is too short, people. It's one beautiful thing every time you wake up in the morning. Do you thank Jesus for every single day? I know I miss saying thank you to him. I just get up. I remember it. But I am thankful. I don't say thank you to him for waking me up every morning. Sometimes I remember and say thank you. Not all the time. So don't be embarrassed if you don't, okay? I think you already know that you're thankful for what you didn't wake up in the morning. Because God, Jesus knows you better than you know yourself, you know? And that's why he wake you up every morning. You know, he wake you up because he know you thankful. You might not say it to him, but he knows. And he just wants you to do the right thing, you know. Do the right thing. You might have a whole lot of sin in the closet. I mean, a whole lot. I know I do. My testimony, I know I do, and I'm no better than anybody who walked this earth. You know, I have a whole lot of sin in it. I curse. I looked at naked woman. I still do. And I went to the gentleman club, you know, when I was married, trying to get out of my marriage. So on, you know, and there's a lot of men and women like me, you know, and this. Trying to tell you that he still love you. He still love you. And he knows the things that you're going to do in life. And just have fun, you know? Just enjoy yourself. But you got to remember to slow down. Okay? Every single second, you got to cherish life. Alright. I know between 18 to 38, you want to go out there and explore. Just jump and go but crazy. Between 38 and 48, you want to just say, where have it went? You know, you're in the middle of your age, you're raising your children, you and your wife ain't getting along, and you want to know where it's hitting. And some of y'all been there who dropped from that divorce level. Some of y'all had experienced that your children went with their mother and turned against you. I'm a witness. I'm there. Because she lied. She did alienation and lied on the children and tell them lies about you. Vice versa, too. Sometimes the men get the children and the men go over well and be mean to their children and all. And they go live with their grandparents or aunt and uncle because they can't handle their father, you know. Keep talking about them bad about their mother, you know. And they go live with other relatives because father is a donkey head. You know, he got the children. He was blessed with it. It's time to do right, you know. The mother was the one that fell. So the children, when he gave to you, you do right with him. But he couldn't do right with him. So they didn't want to go live with him because he wasn't there, you know. All he did was blame everything on the wife, you know. So people, we gotta stop that too, okay? Cause I just went through that, you know. I just went through that, and I had to cut my children off, you know. Myra is still a question mark. All I want for Myra, she's the last born daughter. All I want for her is to live her life. She's young, she's experienced, she's smart, she got a good mouth on her, she knows how to handle her mouth and all. All I want for her to just live her life. Hopefully one day she'll hear these shows. She'll look up my name on the internet, she'll see these shows, and she'll listen to them, you know. She'll listen to me talking about her mother. She'll listen to me trying to explain all the things I did. She'll listen to me. And she's going to see the word love more times you hear the word hate. You know, hopefully she'll learn from this. I believe God will guide her to these podcasts. Stuff. You know, but till then, she gotta go out there and explore her life. And I believe sometime we're gonna meet again. Me and her, we're gonna meet again. And I'm gonna see Ashley and Maya sitting right across from me, having a good time and everything. Remembering the time when Michael trying to take control of everything. And we went just laugh about it. They're gonna be a little older. And I'm going to be older. But I still believe. And for right now, she's young. And I just want her to be better than me. I just want her to go live her life. Be blessed. And be good. Be a great wife and mother. And never, ever look back. Ever. Daddy will be okay. He will always love you. He will always have your back. Now, Myra will have my blessings. Because she was just poured into this by Michael. And gently. You know. And she will have my blessings and wishes and all. But for us, Jessica and Michael, they cut off. You know, I don't hate them. I'm not mad at them. I'll always love them. And I will always have their back, no matter what they like it or not. You know, but they cut off. Just like their mother. I don't hate her. I'll always love her for the children that she gave me. You know. And that's what I want to explain to y'all guys. Hate is powerful. It's too much hate in this world. Go look at Ukraine. Go look at the past shooting. On 4th of July, why do we have so much hate? Do anybody know? Why do we have so much hate? Why our grandparents and our parents could leave the door open, sit on the steps, and just have a good time listening to James Brown, Motown, B.B. King. And now we can't even do that. We can't even get a police officer to walk up and down the streets We can't even get city councilor to make things better and try to stop this madness. We can't even get the state to step in because they too far up there. They don't go on dookie hole. And don't get me started with the federal government, because they damn don't care. They can just write a check, go to the U.S., the Federal Reserve, write an IOU, IRS will approve it. They print out money. They can print out $1 million, $1 billion, put it in their bank account, and no one with a lower class, we won't even know nothing about it, unless we know how they do money. No, that's how they do it. That's how the Republicans and Democrats do it. They write out IOU, send it to the Federal Reserve, they approve it, IRS approve it for print, go to the Treasury Department, they print it out, and they get their money. You know, they get their money. Their money. Not our money. Their money. Think about it, people. Think about it. Will we ever get over this? No. Let me tell you why. People don't care. You know? They don't care no more. I ain't saying everybody don't care. I'm just saying half of the population just don't care anymore. Anytime you pick unstable man to be president, you know you don't care about your country no more. Unstable. And that unstable individual, that person opened a can for a hate worms. And ever since them hate worms came out of that ground, and been chaos ever since. Ever since. Before the last 4 years, it been chaos. I ain't talking about Joe Biden. I'm talking about the other dude. His 4 years. He opened those bad worms, the demon worms. He just reached down in the ground and opened them up. You know? And America has been taking a spin dive ever since. And Joe Biden don't know how to stop it. He don't know how to stop it. Anytime you can get a person go up on the roof, nobody recognize him going up on the roof, dress up as a woman, nobody recognize it, don't pay attention to it, have a gun, and then start shooting in the crowd. Tell me that's weird. Tell me that's weird, you know? And they say it being a Star Trek fan, you know? Being a Star Trek or Star Wars fan is weird and all. Well, I think going to a 4th of July parade, taking a gun and shooting it into the crowd, I think that's a nerd and crazy. And below average IQ. That's what I think. So next time you talk about a Star Trek fan or Star Wars fan, just remember the people who got a PhD and went into a crowd and start shooting people. You know? Yeah, we got some Star Trek actors that went to jail and so on. No one perfect. Like I said, you don't get rid of your demons. You just learn how to rise above them. And yeah, it's Star Trek fans gone crazy too. I ain't saying that we perfect and all. But just don't judge the people who put on a Starfleet outfit or sit down and watch all Star Trek. Because I'll tell you about yourself. You know? Because you think watching Star Trek is weird. I will go to YouTube and show you shootings that shouldn't never happen. And show you and tell you why. That's weird. School shootings. 4th of July parade. So much more. Ain't it weird, people? Ain't it weird? Boy. I mean, nobody been ever told me that I'm not a good father. And tell me that I'm violent. Again. Because I swear, my ex-wife ever say that again to me, I'm going to take my laptop, I'm going to shove it down her throat, and I'm going to show her the weird white people who do weird stuff. Probably even the man that she going with did weird stuff. And who knows what he doing with my daughter. I can't do nothing about it. I'm just going to let God take the wheel, you know. Because if I go to her apartment, first thing she's going to do is call the county police, you know. She didn't want to know where she lived at anyway. And I go there, she's going to call the county police, you know. She already don't want me around my grandson. You know. I mean, any fathers ever witnessed that? That daughters don't want them around their children. Their children can't be around their grandsons because they were lied to, brainwashed by their mother. I mean, do it hurt you? But it don't bother you, right? Because you know there's a higher daughter. There's a higher being that's in control. And that's why I don't worry about it. You know, I would be going crazy. Getting on that bus, banging on that door, acting stupid, getting arrested. No, not worth it. Life goes on. And that's what I'm trying to tell y'all people. No matter what you go through, you think I've been through stuff. There's some lot of people been through stuff better, more worse than me, you know. And I interview people on this show, and they tell me their life story. They'll probably make my story look like a afternoon school pet special. After school special. I mean, just think about some of the people that ran away to want to be a movie star. How many young girls out there right now who's 16, 17, even 15, 13 years old right now standing on Hollywood Boulevard, Sunset Boulevard, right now? You know what they doing? They selling their bodies. Some of them live here in Baltimore. Some of them live in Pennsylvania. Some of them live in North Carolina, South Carolina. Some live in Boston. They ran because they want to be a movie star. They didn't make it, so they had to find a way to eat. They don't want to go home because they're too stubborn. Their dreams is too heavy. Instead of waiting and asking God to see what God wants you to do, that's what they're doing right now. I bet you I could find a 16-year-old that looks like a 35-year-old selling her body. When some boardwalk. Y'all LA Pope PD know what I'm talking about. Not only LA, New York too. NYPD, y'all know what I'm talking about. So, when you watch those shows, Law and Order, and when you watch the shows, Chicago PD, don't think they not real. Law and Order tapes, right from the headlines. That's why this show been on so long, over 20 years. Because they ripped it right from the headlines. Half of those stories are real. All they do is put fiction in it. They turn around, change the characters and like all that stuff. But some of those shows, they got Law and Order. It's real. It's the real deal. That's why I like Law and Order. I watch it every now and then. On Peacock. That's right. I got Peacock too. But yeah. And Chicago PD. I believe they get their shows. I believe the writers get their shows from the news up in Chicago. And they write it into the story. Into the episodes. That's the way Law and Order do. Chicago PD probably do the same thing. Chicago Fire and all. You know? If y'all watch those shows and all. But, you know, believe me. And it's a shame, people. I mean, I did want to run away when I was young. I wanted to get on that bus to go to Hollywood, you know. But I didn't want to leave my friends at school. I didn't want them to worry about me. I didn't want my grandmother to worry about me. Or Aunt Nancy, you know. No. I would have got on that bus at age 14 or 13. I would have had everybody worried about me, including my teachers, my classmates, everybody. You don't know the impact that you have on people's lives if you go and do something crazy. You don't matter. That's one smile. If you can make one person smile, you change that impact of them for the rest of their life, whether it's a family member or a friend or a co-worker or whoever. And you go do something stupid, how you think that person gonna feel? You made her smile. You made him smile. How you think that person gonna feel? You go out, kill somebody, or run away to California, you know. And that's what I had to think about. You know, I just kept thinking about that. And I know some of my audience, listeners, think about that too. You know, I know you do. Things get so bad, you just want to give up and run. Right, kids? Talking to the kids, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. You want to just go, right? You just want to go. You want to be a star so bad, and you got no one to help you. Everybody laughing at you, no support. And you just want to prove them wrong. And you go. You get out there. And you find yourself selling yourself. Men, little kids, boys and girls. Not only girls. Men too. Boys too. 13, 14, 15, 16. And you got some really nasty, disgusting people out there. Will actually pick you up. And that's what I hope my son is never like, you know, because he got that Donald Norman Clark gene in him. That's right, he got Candy Norman Clark is his mother, who used to be Candy Whitlock, the best name she would ever have. But her father was Donald Norman Clark. And Michael have a little bit of his genes in him. And I think, I'm hoping that he don't go that route that his mother father did do. I hope that he don't wind up like Donald Norman Clark. Candy, my ex-wife, father and his grandfather. I just hope he don't act he don't wind up like that. Because he do got his DNA. I mean, you know, and his mother is just like her father, you know, not so mental. The old lady does not go up to the nowhere near the third floor. You know, the old lady go half level up to her legs and never receive at college or probably elementary level education. I believe that something was wrong with her father. You know, he was mentally unstable. I seen that, you know. I lived with him, you know. But I was young. I didn't know nothing about no mental retarded education level, you know. I mean, that's what people trying to point me out. I was diagnosed as mentally retarded education. Yeah, that's what our diagnosis is. Mentally retarded education. I was nowhere near that. Still today, nowhere near that. And it was people in the world in social media, in my social media group, trying to make me down to that level, push me down to that level, you know, trying to brainwash me to say that I was that. I wasn't buying it. I just wasn't buying it. I mean, real young, getting up for work, graduated from school, know how to ride the bus to work every day, had a young son named Donald Corey Whitlock, and knowing that I had to get up and buy Pampers and stuff for him to show my son that, you know, and I can do that. I know that much. I don't think I was down that level, you know. And I didn't see it in his mother yet either. She didn't show nothing like that when we first met and all. Believe me, guys, she didn't. I mean, how many people that you met with food and you found out they was crazy and insane and wasn't stable, wouldn't take care of their responsibilities, but you thought they was a great person, you know, at first, when you first met them and all that stuff, you thought they was a great person. And then as time went on, you were like, oh my God. You tell me, okay? I tell me, you know? That's the things that we experience in life, you know? We don't go through the same exact thing, but we go through the same, we on the same boat. Going through similar simulations, you know? That's why the world don't move in the sound of the same drum. Beat up with the same drum. You know, the world just don't move at the sound of the beat of the drum. The same drum. Different drum, different strokes for different folks. And different experience for different people who can cope with that experience. And no matter what, you got, if you know God but you don't believe in him, you middle. But you don't believe in him, you're third. You're like the third person. In between, like, yeah, I like him but I don't go to church, I don't talk to him. And you're one of those other people, third person. I don't believe in him, I don't know her, I don't believe none of that stuff, I don't believe the Bible or nothing. You're one of those person, and you have to go through life, divorce and stuff like that. You're going through it by yourself, buddy. God is not going to interfere with you unless you ask him. But if you're one of those person in the middle, Yeah, I like God, but I don't talk to him. I don't deal with that kind of stuff. I don't really know what's real or not. No. That's level 3. Level 4, non-believers at all. Level 3, half-believers. What they call half-believers. And level 2, yeah, I'm getting back into it. I'm studying, moving back to him who lost God, who walked away from him because something happened in their life. They took that child away, or you took your mother away, took your grandmother or father away, and you just got mad at them and walked away from them and stopped going to church and everything. Level 2. And then just level 1. No matter what happened, it's just people who go to church who believe in everything from page 1 all the way to the page, last page of the Bible. Those people is the people level 2, 3, and 4 need. Let me say again. Those people is the people level 4, 3, 2 need. They need the level 1 Jesus people. These still Jesus people, wherever they don't like him, don't believe him, he's still his children. Level 3 is still his children. Level 2 is still his children. And he still loves them. No matter what level you on. And I was a level 4. I was a level 3. I was a level 2. Because I was taking my family to church. You know, I just stopped. We were going to church and stuff like that. Taking the kids to church. Then I'll start taking the girls to church by myself until Candy start coming up with Ernest Newkirk, walking up, bringing her demons and stuff into the church, her lies and stuff. So she was still married, having sex with Ernest, and she was walking into the church as I was taking my girls to church to teach them how with her. Their mother was doing was wrong. And I want them to be around church people to prove that I was right, what she was doing is wrong. And she's going to bring Ernest Newkirk to the church, and she's going to start a lot of trouble. So the devil was using her to walk into the church to try to destroy everything. You know, and I took my girls to walk to another church. You know, I left that church, let them go to that church, and I walked to another church, you know, and just stopped going, you know, because I would have already gotten in big trouble, because she was just out of control at the first stage when she left, when she walked out on her daughters and all. She walked out, didn't care a bit. And it's a shame, you know. And as time went on, Candace got sick and she passed away, and that's when I lost all my faith. My lights went out, I didn't want to pay my rent, got real behind on my rent, and so on. You know, I told this story before, so short story short. And the job that I was working for wasn't no good either. They weren't no help. They were just making matters worse, you know. And that job was for me Goodwill. They was just making things worse. And I tell you, from 2011, 12, 13, and 14, they was the most worst days in my life. And I turned against Jesus. I didn't want nothing to do with no one. Took my uncle, he took my brother, he took my daughter. I didn't want to believe in him. I didn't want nothing to do with him. I was done. I was just done. And somehow, as 2014 went on, he just must He just must just hold on to me real tight because I was just done with him. His angels or him must just came down, descend from earth, from heaven to earth. They must just hold on to me real tight because they knew that I was angry and mad. Something happened. Something in the spirit world happened. Because as the years went on, I got to see Maya. We went to the pizza place. And Donald, Maya, and Jessica was there. Michael didn't make it. And then that same year, that year later, we went to Golden Corrals. And I had all five kids together. And they was little. We took pictures outside. I got those pictures on my phone. You know, and I begged the people who worked with me to keep the family going, keep us together, keep us going to get, you know each other, call each other, and stuff like that. I begged, you know, but Candy just made it worse. Took Jessica, threw her away, lost contact with that Michael again, and we lost contact with Donald again. And it was hard to get him back, you know. Every now and then, we got contact with Donald. We brought him over. But Michael and Maya and Jessica, nowhere to be found. And as the years went on, the divorce came, got my new job, still there. And time went on, COVID-19 came, and all of a sudden, Michael popped up, you know. And y'all know the story from there. Because I already told the story. From last October to January of this year, February, March, April, and May. What happened and what he did. No. And June the 10th, I had to go down. He tried to drop his little sister off. We had to take her home back to her mother. And ever since, and last time I seen him, he was walking away, walking out the door at the courtroom. You know, so I don't know y'all ever have experience like that with your children, and all. That's mostly why I put it on a level 4, 3, 2, 1, because at any time. You can drop from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4. And 4 is the worst. 3 and 4 is the worst. Because you're walking in the dark. You're walking in emptiness. And you're walking in the dark. And you're walking alone. And you're doing things by yourself. You know, 2, give a chance. And you're in that level 2 level. Give God another chance. Almost went to 3 and 4. Almost. But once got Maya, saw Maya, and then April 15th, 2015, and then my brother came down, got a car, he bought me a car, and then everything started changing. That's why I said I believe Jesus and his angels descended from heaven to earth to save me. Surround me and save me, because they knew what I was going through, and I really believe that, you know, because we're going through a lot of stuff, and that's what they call miracles, you know, sometimes, and just similar things that I just wanted y'all probably went through. Y'all was so fed up. The bank didn't give you a mortgage loan, took your car, took your home, everything, divorce, lost everything, you know, and yet you just so fed up with life, you ready to go to, not Chicago, but San Francisco, drive on the Golden Gate Bridge. You know, a lot of suicides happen on the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. only San Francisco. Trust me, Bay too. Some people don't even go that far. Well, the reason I say San Francisco, because some people just do it there. And you just want to end it all. And then someone walk up to you before you do it and say, no. Turn around. God send that person, no matter what, it's a cat, a dog, or a person, a homeless person, drug dealer, whoever it was. You'd be surprised. Some drug dealers probably saved some people's lives too from jumping. You know, total strangers, and you get these gangsters. Gang, see a person gray jump off the bridge. They stop and they save their lives. Gangsters, yeah. Don't believe me. But God works in everyone. He works in everyone. Even the gangsters. The Blood, the Crips, whoever. You know, three Crips walking across the bridge, saw young old man ready to jump, and they talk him out from jumping. That's God. Instead of telling them to jump or shoot him, they talk him out from jumping. A guy, 56 years old, listening to young gangsters. And these guys are from different gangs. And they come together to save this guy's life. Y'all know where I'm going with this? Believe me, the stories out there, just like I just explained, happen. You probably don't hear it on the news or nothing. Believe me, they happen because God has control of this system. Might be Satan walking and doing things, but he has control. Get on your knees, just tell him, please, admit to your sins, believe in him, believe his. Just tell God, I believe your son died for my sins. Believe his son and all that. Say those prayers. And John, Numbers chapter 7. And as long as you believe that Jesus died for your sin and you believe in him, you will begin your life again. Reborn, and you have to stay on that track. Can't go back. Have to try your best to stay. It's going to be hard. You're going to slip. He knows that you're going to slip sometimes and go try it. He knows that. But he knows that you're trying. Long he knows that you're trying and see that you're trying, you're doing your best, he's going to step in. He's going to send angels to help you as well. It's not going to be easy. He never said it was going to be easy. It's going to be hard as hell. Because it's still hard for me. People, this is what I'm talking about. It's not going to be easy to bring this country back together. It's not going to be easy to put the hate worms back in the ground where they belong. Six gangsters to save an old man from jumping and so on and all this. What you think he can do for you? Huh? So your life ain't that bad if you give it to him. Just give it to him. I believe this is one of the reasons why he let me talk to y'all on this podcast. You use people. You use me just to get to you. You know, sometimes I don't even know what I'm be saying. I just be talking. It's be coming out. Yeah. It just be coming out. And I've been talking for 45 minutes now. And it's just since the time I sit down and start recording, just start coming out. You know? Just, I don't know. I can't explain it. It gotta be a higher darling. I mean, a higher being telling me what to do, you know? My books. Always a character that to believe in Jesus in my book. You know? So, he can stop you from jumping off that bridge. Okay? No matter what bridge you on in life. He can take your life and restart it. If you put your life on a halt and walk towards that bridge or the end of the road or the mountain and ready to jump, you just ask him. Just don't go do it. Just ask him. He already know what you've been through. He already know how hurt you are from losing your family. He already know that you feel guilty about the things you did. You know? And it don't matter to him. Because this loving being of the universe, named Jesus, God, he love you. He love you. And I got me a talk show, YouTube channel, podcast, writing my third book, living independently by myself. Got a little blood clot in my leg. I'm not worried about it. I'm not going to sit here with my head down, grow more gray hair, and say this is the end. No, this is not the end. This is just straight in the surface. This is the beginning of my life. That medicine has already been blessed. And this blood clot is going to be gone. It's going to be gone. You know why? Because God already said it. Don't worry about that. I got it. Just like mobility took everyone from the art and I guess from Chimes too and other agencies. Gave everyone a free pass called workshop passes. They gave everybody workshop passes. And then all of a sudden, they just got up and say, we ain't giving to y'all no more. I don't know how long they would have been issuing these workshop passes. They've been around for a long time. And then all of a sudden, they just stopped. It helped a lot of people out. I mean, a lot of people out who didn't have the money, didn't have the $2 enough to pay. It helped, really helped people out. You know, especially people like me, like my job coach said, especially people like me who live on their own, pay their own bills and stuff. It was helping me out, budget my money real good. Because I didn't have to make a cut for anything else. Or I had to make a cut for rent. I had to make a cut for gas, electric, and the phone. Everything else, medicine, and ride to work and back was free. Didn't have to put extra money to ride that little mobility who never shows up on time. Who got bad attitudes when you call them. Who drivers keep you on the bus for 3 hours and then decide to take you home. You live 15 minutes away, but they take you all over the country, all over the state before they drop you off. You know? So, Boy. And anybody from Ability mad at me? Good. Now you know how we feel. Life is not fair, but you just have to deal with it. You just have to deal with the ignorant people. One day they nice to you, next day they just cut you off and throw you to the curb and don't even give a damn about you. All because of money. Or someone else messed up with their workshop pass. They try to make it bad for everybody else. Those workshop passes was helping people budget. We wasn't getting no free ride. That extra money, that extra $2 was going to extra stuff like groceries, gas and electric, including paying for something, apartment that's no good. Whoever have bad landlords who don't take care of that properly, don't even put in a complaint on what you call or repair thing. Have a little repair on what you call so you can make a request for repairs. Who don't even come around and see your property is doing good or not. Checking to make sure everything works, the lights, everything. Just once a month, every 2-3 months, go around checking, make sure everything okay. All you doing is making a profit off of people who really don't care for your land, your piece of trash. Just making them rich. You just want the money. Didn't even care about what I was going through. Didn't even say anything when I was going through. You know? Probably didn't even ask no questions. Darn right. In around April, between April and May, I gave him only $300. You know, I'm all caught up with him and all. That was over in May, you know. But I got everything straight with him. But still, shouldn't be that bad, you know. This shouldn't be that bad. That's my point that I want to make in this episode, and just want to feel that my audience to wake up, because no matter what you're going through, there's somebody else going through something twice as worse as you're going through. Okay, you get to live another day, you get to be free another day, you get to be blessed another day, but that person was down below you still have to get to your level, because you've been there. You arrived from that level where he was, she was. You're already up that level, but that person had to get there. And that's what that guy probably was going through, and no one cares about him. And that's why he shot up all those people on July the 4th. Something snapped in his mind. Just like, and he couldn't take it. He's one of those people who couldn't take people talking about him. And this snap. Some people can handle it, some people can't. He probably never knew Jesus. And all because someone else was bit projecting on him because they have a low life. And they wanted him to have a low life. Because they never did nothing in that life. They picked on that person. We got people in the family, in our family like that too. In every family, generation. You know, people at work, people around us. You never be nothing. You never need, because they never become nothing. They never try nothing. Or you did it better than they did, and now they jealous because they can't get it, and you did. You know, controls, haters, and everything else. You just got to wipe them off, turn them out, turn them off, and look and keep praying to the good man up in the air, the good Lord. Okay? Thank you for listening, everyone. See you on the next episode of the Grieve a Lot podcast show. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you always. And always, Ashley, and we love you. And all Americans who prayed for the Whitlock family, our love to your love. Our blessings to your blessings. And we love you. Good night. And be good.